Weights, a poetry prompt written and read by Karen Fendick. Weight holds the not yet, not now. I sat silent in the newness of day, my Bible reading complete, journal open, asking the Lord what He wanted to share with me. I was feeling impatient with the pain that lingered in my back, also restless for face-to-face connection during this time of social distancing. His words came sharp and quick. Wait. That is a harder word than do or go or even stop. Wait asks for stillness, trust, the essence of faith. Wait holds the not yet, not now, but also holds the perfect present. Wait, now that's a word worth pondering. We are all waiting. Even creation itself is waiting. That's why I don't think there's any comparison between the present hard times and the coming good times. The created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. Everything in creation is being more or less held back. God reins it in until both creation and all the creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into the glorious times ahead. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens. That was Romans 8:19-21 from the Message version of the Bible. Wait, a different kind of music. My prompt for you this month is the word wait, or the idea of waiting. Allow the word to stir your spirit. Take your time. Rest with it. Trust that words will develop their own music, as C.K. Williams says. Poems have a different music from ordinary language, and every poem has a different kind of music of necessity, and that's, in a way, the hardest thing about writing poetry is waiting for that music, and sometimes you never know if it's going to come. Some things might start your own symphony. What have you long been waiting for? How hard is it for you to wait? How would you teach the idea of waiting to a child? Have you seen the fruit that resulted from a long wait? How did it taste? It is again a time of waiting. Here is a small poem that waiting gave me. It is again a time of waiting. Spring drifts in skittish, her fragrance lingers, only brief moments before taking flight. Taste and see, taste and see. Sweet mingles spice, yet he is good. Rain chills the air, refusing to fall. New growth awaits the water and the warm. Each page I turn speaks of surrender, letting go, letting him, while the April winds sing. Patience is a lesson that takes a lifetime to learn. Here's a little bit about me, Karen Fendick. Poet, author, poetry coordinator, and a voice of chronic joy. Karen is a handmaiden of the Lord, saved by grace, a worshiper, a poet, a broken heart, a lover of words, hungry for truth, amazed by love, on the potter's wheel, his work in progress. After 5 years in Africa, Karen and her beloved husband of 20 years, Rick, are back in rural Canada, where chronic pain drives her to the feet of Jesus. She is powered by prayer, love, and many cups of strong coffee. She's the author of From Ashes to Glory, A Psalm a Day.